The letter to the Ephesians contains some surprising metaphors taken from the military world. Martial images, sword, shield, breastplate, mostly defensive armaments, are used to characterize the Christian life as a life of struggle against the powers and principalities of this world. It is wise, I think, to characterize Christian discipleship, even this religion of the Prince of Peace, with these military metaphors. Remember, Paul wrote to us in chains, and it can be seen that we are also in danger of imprisonment to the very freedoms sometimes that our society has given us. The Western culture is Christianity's mission frontier these days. And moreover, the sort of resistance to the gospel that we encounter in our culture may be a peculiar brand of paganism that may prove more resistant to the gospel than other previous forms of pagan resistance. There's a great story that I'd love to tell you about a man who once visited an integrated church in the Deep South. Our friend was surprised to find a large church so thoroughly integrated, black, white, rich, and poor, people eagerly and vigorously worshiping together in every way on Sunday morning. Our friend asked the seemingly hillbilly-ish preacher, "How did you build this church? How did you make it this way?" "What way?" the preacher asked. And our friend went on to explain his surprise at finding a church so integrated and so filled with a variety of different demographic groups and socioeconomic groups, in addition to racial integration. "Well," the preacher said, "when our preacher left our little church, I went to the deacons and said, 'I'll be the preacher.' The first Sunday, I opened the book and I read, 'As many of you have been baptized into Jesus, you've put on Jesus, and there's no longer any Jews or Greeks or slaves or free, males or females, because you are all one in Jesus.' Then I closed the book and said, 'If you're one with Jesus, you're one with all kinds of folks. And if you ain't, you just ain't.' Well," our friend asked the preacher what happened after that, and he said, "Well, the deacons pulled me back into the back room and told me they didn't want to hear that kind of preaching no more." And our friend asked him what he did then, and the preacher responded, "I fired him." "Then what happened?" "Well," said the old hillbilly-ish preacher, "I preached that church down to 4. Not long after that, it started growing, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew. And I found out that revival sometimes doesn't mean to bring people in, but to get the people out that don't love Jesus." A great story from life in the church, and one that describes beautifully, I think, Paul's call to us in the book of Ephesians to arrive fully armed and fully garbed for battle when we come to do the work of the Lord.